Thanks, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Our Deliverance, which is one of the new songs from Become You. And I actually was listening to it this afternoon. I was trying to figure out time frame of the album, and I thought that might have been a September 11th inspired song.
It was. Actually, I started writing the song before September 11th. It was kind of starting out as sort of like a personal song and a song about faith and, you know, faith and things working out even in dark times and when you can't control anything. And then we started rehearsals for the record on September 9th, I think it was.
11th.
We started on the 11th? I thought we had one day and then we were supposed to go in for our next day or something. But
I can't remember.
Anyway, it was very close to that date. And so I finished the song after September 11th and obviously was completely inspired by that. But it was, you know, interesting the way that the first theme of the song tied in with the second theme, which is the way it is with themes sometimes.
Well, it's also interesting. We've talked to so many artists that their songs, even their older songs, they had to reinterpret them after that. And when they performed them, it just gave an incredibly different... I would know it by sitting here looking at the bouzoukis and the banjos and the mandolins and things we're surrounded by. But one quick listen to the album, it's more of an acoustic album.
Yeah.
Than,
yeah.
Now you did a duo tour in August, something like this. Was that kind of inspiration for doing it this way? Or?
We've been thinking about it for a while. I mean, I personally wanted to do one for about 4 or 5 years, just feeling like, I mean, I enjoy the other thing too, obviously, and Come On Now Social was one of my favorite records, and I just love that record. But I just felt like I wanted to... For me, I felt like it would be good for us to get back to the basics and just check in with how we started a little bit. And so I sort of brought it up a lot in my sort of way that I did relentlessly. And then
Can we just wait one more record and then we'll do it?
Well, why were you thinking, why were you a little reluctant, Emily?
Well, actually, I was really enjoying the confidence that we were gaining in the studio and working with more production ideas, and also just playing electric guitar and getting some rock songs in there. It was really inspiring. I was sort of sick of myself because I always write a ballad, you know, and so it felt good to be rocking out a little bit and expanding our sound in that way. But I definitely wanted to do what Amy was talking about, which is make an acoustic record. I wasn't quite ready for it yet.
The timing
wasn't
right.
What we always come to a meeting of the minds in the end about what we're going to do.
Amy, last time we spoke with you, you were coming through with Stag, the solo album. Was there anything about doing that whole project that kind of informed working in this band?
Yeah, definitely, because this record was a really low-budget record for us, Indigo Girls, and I had just done an extremely low-budget record with Stag. And so for me, I was, you know, ready to adapt to any situation and in that way, studio-wise. And I think also I had to work really quickly when I did Stag and just kind of be in the moment. And that's the thing that I applied to this record for myself personally. And I think just miking techniques, you know, like what kind of mics to use. I used a completely different vocal mic for most of this record, and it was a vocal mic that I discovered while doing Stag. So... You know, it's great. You know, the more experience you have, no matter what it is, it adds to the whole.
The title track, Become You, Emily, your song. What's this one about?
Actually, Amy's song.
Amy's song. What's this one about?
it's separate from, really, the title of the record is actually separate from the song. I mean, the song is more dealing with, like, being a Southerner from about 4 generations of Southerners, and we've... You know, struggled with our identity being mixed up with the racism of the South, and what does that mean to us when we are so deeply rooted in the South, and how do we deal with that too? You know, like what do we do to answer to that? And I just think the South is a cool place because there's such a dialogue there, you know, and I enjoy that, and I enjoy just how people struggle with problems in general in the world. I enjoy thinking about the way we are so human and how we tackle those and how we understand each other and grow to love each other. And I live in a very rural area who was holding fast to the Confederate flag during the Georgia battle over the flag. And they all hated me, you know. And I thought I was just so left-wing. And so I sort of wrote this song to kind of just come to terms with that a little bit.
So this has become you?
Yeah. Although I need to put this contraption on my neck first.